Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
And we thank the Lord on the first Sunday of the year 2021, and we can gather together in His very presence.
我们感谢主，在2021年的第一个主日早晨，我们可以一同聚在他面前。
Even we are still meeting online, we do think that we are convinced that the Lord's work is not limited by time and space.
虽然我们仍然是在线上聚会，但我们相信我们主的工作不受时间、不受空间的限制。
The Lord is to speak to us. The Lord is to work in our lives.
主向我们说话，也在我们的生命里面工作。
And as we actually reflect on the year 2020,
事实上，当我们回顾这过去的一年2020年
，I think we all think that it was a very difficult, challenging, tumultuous year to all of us.
我想实在是对我们众人而言都是非常挑战而且非常动荡的一年。
Yeah, it is said that year 2020 will go down to list as an unprecedented year.
事实上也许有人这样说 ,2020 年在历史上会是被记载是一个史无前例的一年。
But we do want to thank the Lord because even in this very difficult year, the Lord has proved to us He is our strength, our refuge, our strength, and also our comfort.
但是我们实在是要感谢我们的神，因为我们经历他之后，我们知道他实在是我们的力量，是我们的安慰，也是我们的盾牌。
And as we step into the year 2021,And the brothers and sisters, we may have a kind of a sign of relief.
当我们进到新的一年的时候，也许我们会松了一口气。
And probably say, phew, and the year 2020 is finally over.
也许我们说啊 ,2020 年终于过去了。
With the vaccine available and also there's maybe some still a lot of unknowns, we probably think thatThe end of pandemic is in sight.
那我们也知道现在疫苗已经开始有了，而且虽然仍然有很多的不确定性，但我们相信疫情就会过去。
And yes, indeed, the world is hoping that the pandemic will quickly come to an end.
当然我们知道世人真是盼望说这个瘟疫能够就这样快快的结束。
And the world is hoping that we can return to some kind of normalcy in our lives.
因为世人实在都想要说我们的生活能够回归正常化。
And we could go back to our regular life and we could have some our social activity back.
我们可以回到我们好像正规日常的生活，一些社交生活也可以恢复。
But as the children of God, brothers and sisters, what do we hope for? What do we pray for? What do we seek?
但是作为神的儿女，弟兄姐妹们，我们究竟在寻求什么？我们究竟在祷告什么？在等待什么
？And we remember when our Lord taught his disciples how to pray in recorded in Matthew chapter 6.
我们也记得主耶稣基督教导门徒怎样祷告，这是记在马太福音第六章。
And the Lord said that we should, his disciples should, and that is also the desire for all his children. We should pray for the coming kingdom.
因为主那时候告诉他的门徒，也就是告诉神的儿女说，我们应该为着他的国度来祷告。
And also in the same chapter, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord says that our seeking should beHis kingdom and also His righteousness.
也在同样的马太福音第六章那里，主耶稣也说，我们应该要求的是神的国和神的义。
The Lord teaches us to expect, to seek, and to pray for the coming kingdom.
因为主耶稣要我们能够期待，而且为这个要来的国度来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is especially important and vital to our times.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得这实在是在我们这个时候是最重要而且最关键的一个祷告。
Yeah, so if we reflect on what happened in the past year.
因为若是我们回顾过去一年所发生的事。
I think we all are convinced that all signs are pointed to the coming of our Lord is very imminent.
因为我想我们都可以同意说这些 兆头指向我们主耶稣基督再来 是立即的。
For this coming year, and there might be still a lot of uncertainty.
当然在这新的一年里面仍然有许多的不确定。
But one thing is certain, that is, it is a year closer to the coming of our Lord.
但有一件事情是确定的，就是我们离主耶稣再来又更近了一年。
And along this burden, and brothers and sisters, I would like to share on the topic of preparing to enter the kingdom.
就这个负担呢，我想要听姐妹交通说我们预备要进入神的国。
And I pray that that will be a mutual encouragement to all of us.
我祷告说这可以成为我们彼此共同的勉励。
And as we are looking forward to this new year.
当我们在展望这新的一年的时候。
And first of all, let's read some passages.
我们首先来读几段经文。
Let's first turn to John, a gospel according to John chapter 3. We're going to read verse 5.
我们首先来打开圣经约翰福音第三章，我们要读第五节。
We're going to read both in English and Chinese together.
我们要中文英文一同来念。
Together.
一起来。
Jesus answers, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, the second verse is in the book of Acts, chapter 14.
第二节是在使徒行传十四节十四章。
And we're going to read verse 22 together.
我们要一起读二十二节。
Strengthening the souls of the disciples to encourage them to continue in the faith.And saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And we're going to turn back to Matthew chapter 4.
我们要翻回到马太福音第四章。
And we're going to read verses 17 together.
我们要一起读十七节。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And in the same gospel, Matthew, we're going to turn to chapter 18.
同样的马太福音我们要打开十八章。
And we're going to read verses 3 and 4.
我们要读第三节和第四节。
And said, truly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In the same gospel, let's turn back to chapter 7.
同样的在马太福音我们翻回到第七章。
And we're going to read verse 21 together.
我们要一起来读二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，赞美你。
And you are the God who speaks.
因为你是说话的神
And you are the God who works.
你是工作的神
And Lord, we thank you for leading us into your very presence through the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你借着圣灵引领我们到你的同在里面
So Lord, we all prostrate before you.
主啊，我们都在你面前屈膝
Our hearts are open to you.
主啊，我们的心向你是打开的
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，向我们说话
Perfect your good work in us.
成全你在我们身上的工作
And we just leave out the following time into your gracious hands
我们就把以下的时间交在你恩典的手里
In Jesus' most precious name we pray
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen
So brothers and sisters, as we mentioned that we all agree that the coming of our Lord, coming of the kingdom is very, very soon
弟兄姐妹们我们都同意说主的再来和他国度的降临是非常快的事情。
And the words of the Lord exhort us to enter into the kingdom.
而主的话告诉我们是要进入神的国。
And but what is the kingdom?
但是国度是什么?
And as some brothers actually mentioned that the true meaning of a kingdom is a sovereign rule.
事实上有些弟兄们讲说国度真实的意义就是那至高者在掌权。
And also when we talk about kingdom, the king, our Lord, should be front and the center.
而每当我们讲到国度的时候，我们的主，我们的王，他应当是国度里面的焦点。
And so in that sense, the kingdom is the realm where our king, our Lord, can have a sovereign rule.
所以从这角度来看，我们知道所谓国度就是我们的主，我们的王在里面可以完全的掌权。
Dear brothers and sisters, so the moment when we believe in the Lord, when we receive the Lord as our Savior and our Lord, we are actually born again by the Holy Spirit.
事实上，弟兄姐妹们，当我们接受主耶稣基督做救主的那一刻，我们就是在国度里。
And we have this new life.
我们有这个新的生命。
And also at the same time, we were born into the kingdom of God.
在那个时候，我们被重生，进入在神的国里面。
And the Lord says in John chapter 3, only when we are born again can we see and enter into the kingdom of God.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音第三章那里是说，只有当我们被圣灵重生，我们才能进神的国。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the kingdom of God by birth.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们重生的时候，我们就在神的国里面。
And we have become the subjects of our King, our Lord.
而我们成为我们的王，我们主的他的一个对象。
And we are the sons of the kingdom.
而我们就是国度之子。
And then we thank the Lord that by birth we have a life, a relationship with our God.
我们感谢主，因为重生，我们和我们的神就有一个生命的关系。
And we are born into his kingdom.
而我们重生也在他的国里面。
But also from the word of the Lord, we can see that there is a change in our position as well.
而从我们主耶稣的话里面，我们看见说我们的地位改变了。
And Paul says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 3, we were in the dominion of darkness, but God has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
而保罗他在哥罗西书第一章那里讲到说，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，就是神救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
And then,
把我们迁到他爱子的国度里。
Yes, and this change is concerning dominion and authority.
而这个改变呢，是关乎到国度和权势。
We are no longer under the authority of the enemy.
因为我们不再在仇敌的权势底下。
But we are now under the rule of God's beloved Son.
我们现在是在神爱子的掌管下。
So, brothers and sisters, since we have been born into the kingdom,
弟兄姐妹们，因为我们现在已经是重生在神的国里了。
And we are now under the sovereign rule of our Lord.
而我们现在正是在我们主那至高的权柄的治理之下。
But why are we exhorted to enter into the kingdom?
所以那为什么我们被劝勉说我们要进入神的国呢？
Are we in or are we not in?
我们究竟是不是在神的国里面？
And actually there's one understanding is that the kingdom now is a hidden reality.
因为我们现在知道说事实上神的国是一个隐藏的事实。
And the hidden reality is in the church.
而这个隐藏的事实就是在教会里面。
But that reality is hidden from the world.
但是这个事实呢是向着世界是隐藏的。
And from the world, probably is not very easy for them to see the glory and the majesty in the kingdom through the church.
因为借着教会，世界可以看到神的尊荣，神的荣耀。
But from time to time, that majesty, that glory will be shown.
但是有时候呢，这样的尊贵和荣耀可以被看见。
And so the kingdom in the church now is a hidden reality.
所以我们知道在教会里面这个神的国度是一个隐藏的事实。
But one day that reality will be fully manifested.
但是有一天那个事实呢就要完完全全的被彰显出来。
That's the day when our Lord returns.
那就是当我们主耶稣基督回来的时候。
And the kingdom will be in his full majesty, full glory, and full power.
那时候国度就要完完全全的在他的能力，在他的权柄，在他的荣耀里面彰显出来。
And this full manifested kingdom is the one we are to enter.
而这一个完完全全彰显的国度是我们所要进入的。
So Paul in Acts chapter 14, he exhorted the saints, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
所以使徒保罗在使徒行传十四章那里勉励我们说，我们要进入神的国必须经历许多苦难。
So brothers and sisters, we are currently on our way from the kingdom reality into the kingdom manifestation.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们现在正在这条道路上，就是从神的国度的实际里面来达到神完全的神国度完全的彰显。
And on our way to the kingdom, there will be many tribulations, as Paul tells us in the same verse, the verse in Acts chapter 14.
在使徒行传十四章，保罗在那里也告诉我们，进入神的国必须要经历许多苦难。
And we know that the original meaning for tribulation, and is also the original word for tribulation is also translated as affliction in many other places.
我们知道这同样一个字苦难，在希腊原文里面，在其他地方也翻译成许多艰难。
And the word does imply the outward difficulties and the challenges.
当然这个字的确是隐含着，就是我们在外面有许多的苦难艰难。
But its emphasis is more on the internal pressure that causes someone to feel confined, restricted.
但是这个字内在的意思更讲到人内心里面所受的压迫跟受到的局限。
And to that person, there seems no way out.
对于那个人也好像他觉得完全没有出路了。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that is the situation we are in sometimes?
弟兄姐妹们，我们好像常常也是在那样的光景里面。
And sometimes we may feel that we are distressed because our circumstances that we are in, and also the challenges that we are faced with.
因为常常我们觉得我们所处的环境和我们受到压力，我们就觉得非常的受压迫。
And in the year 2020, probably is the most recent and the obvious example for that.
那我们想说，过去的这2020年，也许是最近也是最明显的一个例子。
And many people, because of the circumstances, they feel the hopeless, feel helpless, feel depressed and also distressed.
那我们看见许多人觉得非常的无助、无望，而且觉得非常的忧郁。
And because they couldn't see an end, they couldn't see any way out.
因为他们好像看不到事情的终结，他们看不见有出路。
But we thank the Lord, and as the children of God, we can always find a way out in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但感谢主，我们作为神的儿女，我们知道在主耶稣基督里面永远有一条出路。
And even we are in a very challenging circumstances.
虽然我们现在所面临的挑战是非常的大。
And we may feel stressed, but we don't need to be distressed.
也许我们会觉得受到压迫，但是我们不应该觉得受到这种心情上的郁闷。
And as Paul talks about his personal experience in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 9.
那我们知道保罗他自己在哥林多后书第四章第八节那到第九节那里有讲到他自己个人的经历。
And he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
那里保罗说，我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
The Apostle Paul experienced much difficulties and troubles in his life and the ministry.
因为保罗在他服侍主的一生里面经历很多的艰难。
But he was not confined or restricted by his circumstances.
但是他却没有被他的环境所局限所限制住。
And the secret of his overcoming experience is in the Lord himself.
而保罗他得胜的一个秘诀就是他常在主里。
And he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 and the verse right before the two verses which we just read.
也就是在刚才我们读了两节之前第哥林多后书第四章第七节，保罗是这样说。
And he says that, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
那里保罗说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are earthen vessels.
是的，弟兄姐妹们，我们是瓦器。
But we have this treasure, our Lord himself in us.
但我们有主耶稣基督他 这一个宝贝在我们里面。
And because the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can experience this surpassing greatness of the power of God.
而正因为主耶稣基督在我们里面，我们可以经历这一个莫大的能力。
And we can experience that power in all circumstances.
而且我们在各样的光景里面，我们都可以经历那一个莫大的能力。
And Paul describes this power of God is surpassingly great.
保罗讲到这神的能力，他说是莫大的能力。
It is beyond measure, it is beyond our comprehension.
可以说是超过我们所能度量，超过我们所能理解。
And it is much more than enough to deal with all our difficulties and challenges in life.
可以说这个莫大的能力完全超过我们生活里面所遇见的各样的难处。
Brothers and sisters, it is a power of God.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神的能力。
It is the power that God created heaven and earth with.
这是神用这个能力创造了天地。
And it is the power of God that He gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
这就是神的莫大能力，因为他能够叫死人复活，能够从无变有。
And it is a power that can calm the wavings, the storming sea, and that's the power that He can enable a person to walk on the waters.
而也正是那个能力能够平静那个海浪，能够叫人在水上行走。
Dear brothers and sisters, do we know that this surpassingly great power is already in you and also in me?
弟兄姐妹们，我们领会到吗？这样一个莫大能力已经在你，在我里面。
We do need to thank the Lord for such a great salvation.
我们实在为这个极大的救恩来感谢我们的主。
And sometimes He allows circumstances to fall upon us.
因为他允许在某些时候一些情况临到我们身上。
And these circumstances might be challenging, might be difficult.
这些情况也许非常挑战我们，而且非常的困难。
But just in those circumstances, we can experience this surpassing greatness of the power of God.
但是正是在那些情况里面，我们可以来经历这神莫大的能力。
And this power will enable us to stand above our circumstances.
而这样一个能力能够使我们能够站在我们的环境之上。
And that will make us more than conquerors.
这正是使我们能够得胜有余。
And also the Lord leads us in such a way that, and we can also echo what Paul says, it is not of us, but it is from God.
而正当我们经历这样的情况的时候，我们就可以像保罗一样的说，这能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And also, brothers and sisters, as we experience the Lord in such a way, it is not just for ourselves.
而弟兄姐妹们，当我们这样子的经历神的大能的时候，不是为了我们自己。
Yeah, it is also for the benefits of others.
而也是为着其他人的利益。
And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 that when we experience the comfort of God in all our afflictions.
而在哥林多后书一章第四节，保罗是这样说，当我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
Yes, and we could then be able to comfort others with the comfort that we have experienced.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，所以我们经历的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the service of life.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们服事的生活。
The more we experience the comfort of God,
我们更多的经历神的安慰。
The more we can offer comforts to those who are in afflictions.
而我们就能够更多去安慰那遭患难的人。
So brothers and sisters, when we are in our hardships and the difficulties,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们经历艰难的时候
，and our natural inclination is that we want these circumstances to be over with quickly.
当然，我们天然的感觉是说，希望这些艰难能够快快的过去。
And we, however, should be reminded.
然而，我们应当被提醒。
And in the midst of our afflictions, there are lessons to be learned.
当我们在受困难的时候，我们有当学的功课。
And in our difficulties, there is a comfort of God to be experienced.
而在我们经历艰难的时候，我们也知道有神的安慰在我们身上。
So that in a way that we can not only ourselves can grow continually in the Lord, but we can also serve others.
所以不仅我们自己能够继续在神面前有成长，而且我们可以来服侍其他人。
And we thank the Lord because he first served us so that we may serve others.
我们也感谢主，因为是他先服侍了我们，我们才能够服侍其他人。
And so brothers and sisters, as we are on our way to enter the kingdom,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们在进入神的国的这条路上的时候，
And we are preparing ourselves to be worthy of our coming king and his kingdom.
而我们事实上是在预备我们自己能够配得过主的再来和国度的降临。
And we thank our God because he is always proactive in perfecting his work in us.
我们也感谢主，事实上他是非常积极的在成全他所要做的工作。
And the Lord now is preparing your and my lives for the coming kingdom.
而主耶稣基督就在现在预备你我的 生命能够进入那神的国。
But on our end, we also have our responsibility in preparation.
但是在这预备上，我们这一方面也有当做的事。
And from the word of the Lord, and I would like to share with brothers and sisters a few very basic points.
而从主的话里面，我想和弟兄姐妹交通几点很基本的事。
And the first point is repentance.
第一点呢，就是悔改。
In Matthew chapter 4, verses 17.
在马太福音第四章第十六节。
When our Lord began his public ministry, he said, Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为当我们主耶稣基督在公开的方面来服侍的时候，他说，天国近了，你们当悔改。
But this is probably we are all very familiar with the term repentance.
弟兄姐妹们，我想我们对这个字悔改应该都很熟悉。
And repentance means a change of mind.
因为悔改事实上就是表示我们心思的改变。
And we will think differently after certain events.
在某些事情发生之后，现在我们思想的 是不同了。
And so, repentance is not just a sorrowful feeling or a thought.
而悔改不只是只是说我们觉得心里悲哀。
But it is a change of mind. This inward change will lead change in our way of life.
而是我们心思上的改变，也就是说理念的改变，使我们在外在的行动表现出不同了。
And our repentance will lead into action.
而我们的悔改应该会引领我们进入行动。
But what do we repent to?
但是我们究竟悔改什么？
And yeah, what do we need to change to?
我们究竟要被改变成什么样？成为什么样子？
And the Lord says that we need to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣基督说，你们当悔改，因为天国近了。
And that is to say that we need to repent so that we will be worthy of the coming kingdom.
换句话说，就是我们应当悔改，好叫我们配得过那要来的国度。
And we need to change our mind if the Lord has not been the king in our lives.
我们必须要把我们的生活改变，如果主耶稣基督在我们里面还不是做主做王。
We need to change our mind, change our thinking if his sovereign rule has not been a reality in us.
就是主耶稣基督那至高的掌权的能力还没有在治理我们，我们就应该有这样心智上的改变。
And this repentance is a continuous process.
而我们知道这个悔改是一个持续性的过程。
And because we know that in the New Testament, the first occurrence of repentance is at Matthew chapter 3, verse 2.
因为我们知道第一个悔改的在新约上讲到是马太福音第三章第二节。
And that's when the gospel of the kingdom was proclaimed.
那时候当国度的福音被传扬的时候。
And the term repentance is also used multiple times in the book of Revelation.
而这个字悔改在启示录上也用了许多次。
And when the church was called to repentance.
因为那时候主耶稣基督呼召教会来悔改。
So brothers and sisters, repentance is a continuous process.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这一个悔改呢是一个持续性的一个过程。
And it begins at the moment when we accepted the Lord.
因为这个悔改当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，那时候开始了。
It will continue until our Lord's return.
而这个悔改会持续性的直到我们主耶稣基督再来。
And in our walk, if we have gone astray,
所以在我们的 生活里面，如果我们走迷了，
And we need to repent and we need to return to him.
那我们就应该要悔改，再回到主的面前。
But oftentimes we don't really know our true conditions.
但是很多时候我们好像并不明白我们自己真实的光景。
And unknowingly, we may have been our own kings.
我们好像有时候没有察觉说我们自己做我们自己的王了。
And probably just in our family life, in our personal lives.
或者是在我们的家庭生活里面，在我们个人生活里面。
In our work lives.
在我们工作的生活里面。
Unknowingly, we create some kind of kingdom, and we are the king in that kingdom.
我们好像没有察觉的时候，我们自己创造了一个国度，我们在那国度里面，我们自己做王了。
And we want to have our own ways.
因为我们想要照着我们自己的意思。
And we put our king aside, our Lord.
然后我们把我们的主，主耶稣就是我们的王，把它放在一边了。
And I pray that we all have this desire to ask the Lord to search us to examine our true conditions.
所以我们希望都有这样的祷告，求主来鉴察我们，知道我们自己真实的光景。
Yes, indeed, so that our conditions will be exposed and we will come to know where we are at spiritually.
所以我们自己光景能够被显明出来，让我们自己清楚明白。
And may we also have this burden, just like David says in Psalm 139.
我们也真是希望有同样的负担，好像大卫一样在诗篇139篇这样说。
And in Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24.
在诗篇139篇23和24节是这样说。
Now David says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way.
在那里大卫说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
May the Lord search us.
我们实在是求主鉴察我们。
And may we all return to him.
让我们都能够回到他面前。
And another point concerning preparing ourselves to enter the kingdom is to have a childlike humility.
另外一点就是预备我们自己能够进入神的国，就是我们应当有这样孩子们的一样的谦卑。
In Matthew chapter 18,
在马太福音第18章
and the verses 3 and 4, the Lord says that we need to be converted and become like children in order to enter the kingdom.
第三节，18章第三节第四节那里有说，主告诉我们说，我们要应当要回转，变成小孩子的样式，才可以进天国。
And he also says, whoever humbles himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
那主耶稣在那里也说，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
And so, what's the meaning of being converted and becoming like children?
所以究竟什么意思叫做回转像小孩子的样式？
And the phrase does not imply an immaturity at all.
像这节经文并不是告诉我们说我们都应当想很幼稚。
And brothers and sisters, because we are to enter the kingdom, not to enter into a kindergarten.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们是要进入国度，不是要进幼稚园。
And the kingdom is for those who are spiritually mature.
因为国度是给那些在灵里面成熟的人。
And to be converted and become like a children refers to to have a childlike humility.
所以回转像变成小孩子的样式，是说我们当有像小孩子那样的谦卑。
And it means our dependence upon our heavenly Father.
也就是说，我们应当依靠的是我们的天父。
And it means that our trust in him.
也就是说，我们应当来信靠他。
In my preparation, when I thought about this point, I was reminded what I saw in a park a while ago.
当我在预备这个信息的时候呢，我就想到以前我在公园里面看到了一个故事。
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago that my family and I were in a park.
那是好几年前我家人我们在一个公园里面。
And as we were about to leave, I just saw a young boy, I guess he was about 3 or 4 years old.
当我们要离开的时候我就看见一个小男孩我想我猜他大概是三岁四岁。
Yeah, he was with his father, and he was walking on a very short wall, and his father was walking on the sidewalk alongside him.
那小男孩跟他父亲在一起他那个小男孩他就站在一个矮墙上走然后他父亲在那个人行道上陪着他。
And so as they were walking for a while, and all of a sudden, the young kid just turned to his father and said, Daddy, catch me.
他们这样走了一会儿之后呢小孩子突然转身对他父亲说爸爸抱住我。
And without any hesitation, he just jumped off the wall.
那小孩子完全没犹豫他一说完就从那矮墙上跳下来。
And of course, his dad just caught him.
当然我们知道他父亲抱住他了。
And brothers and sisters, to me, it was a great impact. It was such a simple trust the child had in his father.
对我而言实在那一次的冲击蛮大的因为我觉得那小孩子完完全全信靠他的父亲。
And brothers and sisters, that is exactly the trust and dependence our Heavenly Father wants from us.
弟兄姐妹们我们知道这个完全的信靠正是我们天父愿意我们有的。
And the dad and the young kid has this loving, trusting relationship.
因为那个父亲和他的孩子有这样一个爱的一个关系的信靠。
And so the young kid could without hesitation to cast himself into the bosom of his father.
所以那个小孩子他就完全没有犹豫他就可以能够把他自己在他
Yeah,
就是让他自己能够依靠在他父亲的胸怀里面。
Exactly. And our Heavenly Father also desires us to build this trusting and loving relationship with himself.
我们的天父他也是希望我们有跟他有这样一个爱的关系有这样一个信靠的关系在。
So that we could have this childlike humility, childlike dependence and trust in him.
所以我们能够有这样像小孩子一样的谦卑像小孩子这样一个完全的依靠我们的天父
Dear brothers and sisters, our God is trustworthy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹我们的神是值得我们依靠的
And he has been and he will continue to be.
因为他是曾是我们的依靠他也会做我们将来的依靠
But the question is, do we see him worthy to be trusted?
但是问题是我们是否在凡事上认为我们的神是值得我们依靠的
And we know the people in the world as they age, as they grow old, they have more and more experience in life.
我们知道在世上的人当他们渐渐年长的时候他们在生命上生活上就有更多的经历
And it seems that they become more complicated orBetter term is more sophisticated.
换句话说，也许他们就心思里面变得渐渐的越来越复杂了。
Yes, and yeah, and so in such a way that it's harder for them to trust, to believe.
所以呢，导致于说，那就叫他们很难够完完全全的信靠。
But as for children of God, as we continue to mature spiritually.
但是作为神的儿女当我们在灵里面越来越成熟的时候
And one evidence of a maturity is becoming more and more simple and pure.
成熟的其中一个证据就是我们会越来越单纯越来越纯洁
And we would have a more childlike humility.
我们会有更多像小孩子一样的谦卑
And it will be easier for us to trust in the Lord more.
应该是叫我们更容易能够更多的信靠我们的主。
And I really like the hymn titled, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
我实在很喜欢有一首诗歌这诗歌的题目是信靠耶稣何等甘甜。
In the lyrics, there's a phrase, just to take him at his word.
而在那首诗歌里面有一句话有一个歌词是讲到说 拿他话语做把握。
And yes, and in Chinese it says that since we're going to gain the assurance and by taking his word. But in the English it's just it's very simple, it's just take him at his word.
因为在中文的翻译是说好像有把握 这个字，但是原文意思是说很简单，就是拿他的话语来信靠他。
Exactly. And these simple words just implies so much trust in the Lord.
因为这个简单的话语实在是包含着就是我们要来信靠我们的主。
And there are no doubts.
没有怀疑。
No what ifs.
没有说如果这样怎么办。
And no buts.
也没有但是。
No hesitation.
是完全没有犹豫的。
Just take our Lord at his word.
就看我们的主就照他的话来相信他。
May the Lord continue to grant us a grace so that we will grow more and more maturely in him.
实在是愿神给我们这样的恩典，叫我们能够在他里面成长，越来越成熟。
So that we will depend on and trust in our Heavenly Father more and more.
好叫我们能够更多的来依靠，来信靠我们的天父。
And now as we come to the third and the last point of preparing ourselves to enter the kingdom is to do his will, the will of the Father.
现在我们来到第三点，也是最后一点，就是我们预备我们自己进入神的国，有一点就是我们必须要来行神父天父的旨意。
In Matthew 7:21, the Lord says that we cannot enter the kingdom just by calling him Lord, Lord.
因为在马太福音第七章二十一节那里有讲到说，我们不能说只是靠着称呼他主啊主啊就能进神的国。
And for us to enter the kingdom, we need to do the will of the Father.
因为我们要能进神的国，必须要能够行我们神的旨意。
And so Brian says that there are at least three implications concerning doing the will of the Father.
在这里我们要交通三点怎么来行神天父的旨意。
And the first is the motivation of doing the Father's will is love.
第一点我们讲到说要行我们神旨意的一个动力呢是爱。
And our Lord says that the will of his Father, now as a Christians, we are children of God, his Father is our Father.
因为主耶稣基督对我们现在是基督徒，所以我们就知道说主耶稣基督的父就是我们的父。
And when the term Father is mentioned, we know that it indicates a loving and a life relationship.
我们知道当我们用父亲这个名词的时候，我们就知道这里面有一个爱的关系，有一个生命的关系。
And our Father loves us and gave his only begotten son to us.
我们知道我们的父爱我们，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
Our God is our loving Father and we are his beloved children.
我们的神正是一个爱我们的父，而我们是蒙爱的儿女。
As a children, not only do we receive his love, but we also have this desire to please him.
作为他的儿女，我们不仅领受了神的爱，我们也愿意来讨他的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, we are to please our Father is to do His will.
弟兄姐妹们，我们如何来讨我们天父的喜悦呢？就是要行他的旨意。
But to do His will is not just out of duty, but it is supposed to be out of love.
而我们知道要行他的旨意并不是只是说是责任上的问题，而是因为我们爱他的关系。
And so, as a parent, probably we can imagine this.
我想作为父母亲，我们可以想象这件事。
So, we do desire our children to do our biddings.
因为我们知道我们都愿意盼望我们的儿女们听我们的话，行我们叫他们做的。
And, but the, if our parents, if our children just act like a robot, so they just said,do it out of a responsibility or out of obligations.
但是如果我们的儿女们好像机器人一样，他们这样做只是因为他们觉得他们有责任要这样做而已的话。
Of course, probably that's better than not doing at all.
当然，他们这样做是比说他们完全不做是好。
But I don't think as parents we will feel satisfied, at least not to me.
但是我们知道，如果我们还儿女们是这样做的话，作为父母亲，我觉得我们不会满足，至少对我而言是这样子。
And but if our children could do our biddings out of their love for us,
但是我们的儿女如果是因为爱我们的缘故呢，照我们所教他们的行的话，
And that would truly bring joy to us as parents.
那实在会带给我们做父母亲的极大的喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, the very essence and the motivation for us to do the Father's will is love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要能够行天父的旨意，一个动力呢，应该是出于爱。
And the second point to do is to let Father's will to be carried out in our lives.
第二点要行天父的旨意，就是说让神的旨意在我们的生活里面能够被彰显出来。
We know our Father's will is in His Word.
我们也知道我们天父的旨意就是都在他的话里面。
And His Word shall not be just staying at our intellectual level.
而神的话不仅应当只是停留在我们知识上面而已。
And it is not something to entertain our mind and thoughts.
因为神的话不应当是只是为了娱乐我们自己的心思，娱乐我们的想法用。
And it should not be treated as a reference.
神的话也不应当是我们只是拿来做参考而已。
But that should be something to obey, we obey, and there's something we need to put into practice.
而且神的话是我们应当遵守，而且我们应当把它放入实际里面。
And just like what the Apostle James says in James chapter 1 verse 22.
正如雅各，他在雅各书第一章二十二节这样说。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
And the third point concerning doing the Father's will is to submit our will to His will.
第三点讲到论到说行天父的旨意，就是说要将我们自己的意志降服在神的意志里面。
But then sisters, this is the way of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这就是十字架的道路。
And probably we remember our Lord prayed to the Father the night before His crucifixion.
也许我们记得说在主耶稣基督被钉十字架的前一晚，他向父神的祷告。
And our Lord prayed that, My Father, if it is possible that this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
我们主是这样祷告，他说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Our Lord also had His own will.
我们的主耶稣基督他自己有他的意志。
But He fully, completely submit His will to the Father's.
因为他完全，但是他完全把他自己的意志降服在神的意志里面。
He denied his self-life, his choice, his own preferences.
他完全把他自己的己生命，他自己的选择，他自己的爱好完全舍弃。
But and sisters, that is the way of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是十字架的道路。
Our Lord walked this way of the cross.
我们主耶稣基督他自己走了这个十字架的路。
And he also called us to deny our self-life and to take up our cross and follow Him.
而主耶稣基督又告诉我们众人说，要舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从他。
In Luke chapter 9 verse 23, the Lord specifically says daily.
因为在路加福音九章二十三节那里，主是特别这样提到说天天。
And He says that if anyone wants to follow after Me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
因为那里主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Brothers and sisters, it is in the daily life that we learn the lessons of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，事实上是在我们每天的生活里面，我们学习这十字架的道路。
Just as the children, there are lessons to learn.In our interactions with our parents.
正如儿女们他们怎么学习呢？他是在给父母亲的交通里面学习到。
And this is there's also some lessons for the parents as well.
当然在这里面也有一些父母亲应当学的功课。
And also there's a lot of lessons to be learned for the interactions between the husband and wife.
当然我们知道在配偶之间也是有许多的功课需要学习。
In our service,
在我们的服事里面
，just in our daily life,
就是在我们每天的生活里面
，and we need to follow after Lord and to take up our cross and deny ourselves
我们是应当来跟从我们主耶稣基督，就是要来舍己，而且背起自己的十字架。
And brothers and sisters, whenever there probably there's a times that our preferences are in disagreement and with the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们发现说，事实上在我们生命里面，很多时候我们似乎和圣灵那微小安静的声音，好像我们的意思跟他不一样。
And that is our will against the will of God.
也就是我们自己的意思和神的意思不同。
And that is a cross.
这就是十字架。
And we are at the juncture of that cross.
我们就在这十字架的焦点里面。
And brothers and sisters, which way will you take?
弟兄姐妹们，这时候你要选择哪一条路呢
？And may the grace of the Lord to be upon us.
实在是愿主耶稣基督的恩典临到我们身上。
And we will have this willingness to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit and to follow His way and to do His will.
而我们愿意听那圣灵微小安静的声音，我们愿意顺服他，听跟从他的道路。
But this is it is indeed.The Lord's a great grace for us to inherit the eternal kingdom and through our walk with Him in our very transient and brief life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这实在是主耶稣极大的恩典，在我们这短暂有限的生命里面，我们可以来学习进入神的国。
And to me, because of my health issues starting last year,
对我而言，我去年开始身体上有一些健康的因素。
And I have become more sensitive to the time the Lord has given to us, to me.
我就对神主耶稣所主给我们的时间，所给我的时间呢，特别的开始敏感起来。
And our time is truly a gift from God.
因为我们在这我们的时间事实上是神给我们的礼物。
Our God has given this gift to us.
神把这个礼物给了我们。
But it is up to us how to use it.
但是呢是在于我们每个个人如何使用这个礼物。
We may use it to serve our own purpose in this world.
我们可以说我们也许想要用这个时间只是来服侍我们自己的需要。
But unfortunately, none of the things in this world can be brought into eternity.
但是很不幸的，在这世上，所有的东西我们都不能够带到永远里面去。
Or we may have a wisdom of God. We use our time wisely in preparing ourselves to enter into the kingdom.
还是我们应当有神的智慧，我们应当用这聪明的使用这时间，预备我们自己能够进神的国。
If we could do that, and just like what Peter says in 2 Peter, our entrance to the kingdom will be abundantly supplied to us.
如果我们能够这样行的话，我们就可以像彼得在彼得后书那里讲说，我们可以丰丰富富的进入神的国。
So, brothers and sisters, actually, no matter how we live our life in the past,
所以弟兄姐妹们，不管我们过去是如何生活的
，God has always a,It's a redeeming grace.
神永远有这一个救赎的能力，恩典，
yes.
救赎的恩典。
Yes, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5.
也保罗在以弗所书第五章有这样说。
That we need to redeem our time.
那里讲到说，我们必须要赎回我们的光阴。
And to redeem is to buy back what is lost.
所以赎回就是要把我要花钱去买回我们失去的。
And it is a God's grace to redeem. He gives us a second chance.
这是神给我们的恩典，他要赎回我们，他给我们这样的第二次的机会。
And a second chance to buy back the time that was lost, maybe in our worries of this life or in the deception of wealth.
使我们能够赎回那些光阴，就是我们也许觉得自己是失败，或者说我们在世上的一切的诱惑。
And now the Lord is giving us this another year.
现在主耶稣基督给我们新的一年了。
And in this new year, and my prayer is, and I think that is a burden for all of us, that we can treat every day as a chance to redeem our time.
现在在新的一年，我们所有愿意，大家都有这样的祷告，我们能够在每一天都能够很珍惜它。
And so that we may walk with the Lord in preparing ourselves to enter the kingdom.
好，叫我们能够在每天的生活里面与我主同行，能够预备进入他的国。
So that we can truly await and hasten the return of our Lord.
好，叫我们能够真是等候而且加速主耶稣的再来。
And then, that's our word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，赞美你。
And you have given us your word.
因为你把你的话赐给我们。
You have reminded us that your return is very imminent.
你实在在提醒我们，你的再来是即将来临的事。
And you have exhorted us to encourage us and to enter the kingdom.
你鼓励我们要能够进这神的国。
And Lord, we pray that we as you have spoken, and your word can be truly be carried out in our daily lives.
主啊，我们祷告，既然你向我们说话了，我们愿意在我们的生活里面能够将这些听见的道实行出来。
In this new year, Lord, when we look upon your sufficient grace.
主啊，在这新年里面，我们实在仰望你那极丰盛的恩典。
And direct our steps.
实在引领我们的脚步。
If we need to repent, give us a grace to repent.
主啊，我们若需要悔改，请你赐我们恩典悔改。
If we need to humble, give us grace that we may humble, we may depend on you more.
主啊，我们若需要更谦卑，求你赐给我们恩典，谦卑能够在你的面前顺服你。
And also pray that, Lord, you will give us grace so that we could do the will of the Father.
主啊，我们也求你赐给我们恩典，使我们能够行我们天父的旨意。
And we thank you for giving us another year.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们在新来的一年。
And may your blessings and grace be abundant.
哦，愿你的祝福，愿你的恩典都是丰丰富富的。
And may our life and our service could also be pleasing in your sight.
哦，愿我们的生活，愿我们的侍奉都能够在你面前得讨你的喜悦。
Lead us forward, Lord.
主啊，引领我们向前。
We thank you and praise you for being with us.
我们感谢赞美你，因你与我们同在。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have a few announcements.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有几点报告。
And concerning that, our local meetings.
我们关乎我们本地的聚会。
And all the meetings are still held online.
我们各样的聚会仍然是在线上。
And we still have a Tuesday prayer meeting.
我们在周二有祷告聚会。
And a Friday Bible study.
周五有读经聚会。
And Saturday Southeast District Bible study.
在周六有东南区的读经聚会。
And on Sundays we also have meetings.
在主日我们仍然有聚会。
And we would like to encourage brothers and sisters, especially to have your own breaking of bread meeting at home, right before the message meeting.
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹们在主日信息聚会之前，在各家里面您可以有擘饼聚会。
And we do need to break the bread and drink the cup and waiting for our Lord's return.
我们可以擘饼，然后喝杯，等候我们主的再来。
And the next Sunday is the message meeting. Our speaker will be Brother Sun.
我们下个主日我们有孙弟兄和我们交通。
And Brother Ben Sun will be interpreting.
孙家荣弟兄会翻译。
And we continue to ask our brothers and sisters to keep our brothers' services in your prayer.
我们请弟兄姐妹们继续为我们弟兄们的服事来祷告。
And we also have a children's service.
我们也有儿童的聚会。
And there are Friday's meetings in the evening and also Sunday's meetings in the afternoon.
在周五的聚会是在晚上，在主日的聚会是在下午。
And also for the Saturday gospel meeting, we'll have a service meeting the next Sunday evening.
我们在周六福音聚会呢，有一个在下个主日晚上一个服事聚会。
And that is the January the 10th.
就是在1月10号。
And all brothers and sisters who have a burden for the gospel are invited.
所有对福音负担弟兄姐妹们都可以来参加。
And for...The details of these meetings and also other announcements and the prayer requests, brothers and sisters, please refer and to our website for them.
对于这个福音聚会的网上的连结的信息以及其他的祷告代祷事项呢，在我们的网站上都有。
And may our Lord continue to keep His people in this new year.
我们愿主继续保守他的百姓在这新的一年里面。
And may our Lord richly bless His church.
愿我们主耶稣基督丰丰富富的祝福他的教会。
And we will conclude our meeting this morning.
我们今天早晨聚会就停在这里。
Goodbye, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，再见。